Now, when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good evening, good afternoon to all you precious Blood River Radio family members out there. It is, hey, November the 16th in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2024. There is no name under the sun in which man can be saved other than Jesus Christ. It's Jesus Christ plus nothing. And I certainly don't want to forget the donors because I forgot them last week. We were just flying by the seat of our pants. But that's no excuse. I will name them. But first, we have to go to the prayer. But my name is Eddie the Bomber Deer Miller. You're listening to Blood River Radio. We're proudly syndicated nationally by Liberty News Radio and Sam Bushman crew, and especially Miss Lizzie, who runs circles around everybody, including Sam, me, her dad, everybody. Hey, we just call it like we see it. And she keeps old Papa going straight right here. That's for dadgum sure. And we're so thankful to have her. But anyway, listen, like we say, we don't go a foot without saying a prayer here. And my brother, who is extremely fortunate to have this man, Rand Owen, out of all the people in the so-called movement that I've put my trust in for years, Rand Owen is one of the only, I mean, one out of 100 to stand to be true. He really is. And I'm not holding myself up to be some kind of a second coming of John the Baptist, because I tell you what, I sure fall short. But I'm telling you what, a lot of people have really disappointed me in Rand. But anyway, Rand, God bless you, son. Rand's going to lead us in prayer. We don't do anything without saying a prayer. Go ahead, Rand. Lead us to the Lord in prayer, brother.
Okay. Thank you, Brother Eddie. And it's good to be back on the Blood River Radio program. And all our listeners out there, if y'all just bow your heads, we will go to our Father in prayer. Father in heaven, we just want to thank you for this beautiful day in Dixie, Lord. Such a beautiful day. And we pray that it's just as well wherever any and all of our listeners may be. Hope they're having a beautiful day too. But Father, we just want to thank you, Lord, for everything. Because we're nothing without you.
Amen.
This life here on earth is very minute to what you have in store for us in your kingdom one day. If we would just choose to grab a hold to it, seek it, acknowledge it, are we going to fall short? Indeed we will, Lord. But thanks to your grace and your mercy, if we ask you, if we repent, you have promised us that you will forgive us and that we will be written, that our names will be written in your book of life on judgment day, Lord. And that's what we seek, Lord. And just thank you for your mercy and your grace and everything you do. And, Lord, we just pray that that you would lead us and guide us and direct us on this program today, as well as each day of our lives, Lord. We just pray that we would just step aside and let you use us in order that your will be done. And it could be in very small ways, small, subtle ways, ways sometimes that we may not even realize. But, you know, from what I understand, as long as we seek you and acknowledge you, that's what really makes you happy. And Lord, I just pray today on this program that the things that we say, the things that we share, we just pray that it'll be done in a manner that will make you smile and make you happy. But most of all, Lord, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for your son who died a horrible death on the cross, Lord, who suffered. And he didn't, and he could have not had, but he did. He chose to. He went through it. And we just thank you so much for him because, Lord, none of our best works can hold a candle to what he did for us. We could none never make it. We all fall short. We all fail. We all stumble. But thank goodness for the grace of Jesus, Lord, and his sacrifice, him shedding his blood on the cross in order that we might have eternal life one day in your kingdom. And these things we pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. You know, you hit one thing there. It's just really vital. If we just ask the Lord for forgiveness, he will forgive us our sins. There's a lot of people that I'm going to have to forgive. It's hard to do. In fact, you can't do it without the grace of God. But I tell you what, there's a lot of people in this so-called movement have backslid. We're going to talk about some of that later in this hour or in the first hour. But anyway, before I go any further, I'd like to name this people, some of the people who keep Blood River Radio on the air. There's the never-ending Old Biscuit. He's like old Big Ben up there in New York. Just, you can always depend on him. Old Biscuit, just, were it not for Biscuit, I've said 100 times, there would be no Blood River Radio. So thank you so much, Biscuit. He's down there in the swamps of Florida. Also, another stalwart, Jay-Z from Blood River Radio Zone, AZ, the combat wounded Vietnam vet. Trafty, brother of mine, I'd like to thank y'all so much, so very much. We also got a nice donation, another guy who regularly donates once a quarter. His name is Jim from Washington State. And listen, he sent me a great card. I'm going to have to take a picture of this fish and send it to Rand, who's a big outdoorman. But this fella, him and his son, his son and his grandson are on a boat in a bay off the coast of Washington State, and they got this hellacious fish. I mean, that fish must be, Rand, I tell you what, it's about 2.5 feet long. I don't know what it is. It looks like a big old salmon of some kind. But he sent that, and I'm so flattered that people would send me photographs of their most precious family, the most precious thing they have on earth. I tell you, Rand, and Blood River Radio family, you absolutely, positively cannot buy that. You can't buy trust like that, and he sends me photographs like that every now and then. I've got a photograph of his granddaughter, who is an All-American basketball player, and her fiance alongside old Papa Jim from Washington State. So thank y'all, donors. Thank y'all so much, and thank you for the cards. But anyway, Rand, we have a tremendous amount to cover. I'd like to just say the quick outline. We have a Warren Baylog will come on about midway through the second hour. And little did I know, he is really good friends with our guest who was scheduled to come on third hour, Don Wassell. He's one of the founding members of the old Populist Party, which I was a member of. And he's so excited. So Warren is going to be a surprise partner with Don Wassell. I mean, go figure live radio. And this didn't come about until like an hour and a half ago. By the way, all of our other co-hosts are Rand works his guts out. Rand just came in from farming, sowing, cutting hay, sowing hay, every kind of thing you can think of, working on tractors and bulldozers. That's the kind of people we have on Blood River Radio. Also, Monica is very busy. She has a bunch of interviews today. She would have come on if we need her. I said, no, you're too busy. Gene is off. He had to go. And Nancy, I don't know if Nancy's going to come back or not. She got mad at me, so I don't know. But anyway, we'll just cruise without her. We do what we have to do to make Blood River Radio go. After all, it's not about any one of us. It's about the calling that we have here in fighting global white genocide. That's what we do. And we're up against the break, but we've got a great 9-minute video I'd like to work in. We might have to work that in the second hour, but we're going to first of all talk about all these people, you know, having orgasms and wee-wee in their pants because of their almighty Trump has been elected. I have zero faith in him. I'll have to side with Warren Baylog. He said that Trump's going to be worse than he was the first term. I think he's going to probably try to get rid of the deep state. But you know what? Trump, this is my opinion now, he's a Jew through and through. He's bought and sold. He's a typical bought and sold shabbos goy. That's what he is. And I'm really thinking he's probably going to come after. He's coming after the universities. Rand sent me a great clip on that. And he made a vow. He's going to deal with anti-Semites and Jew haters like yours truly and Blood River Radio. And that includes you too, Rand. Anyway, folks, we got to go to a quick break. We'll be right back after this message.
This is Michael Hill, Chief of the League of the South. I listen to Blood River Radio, and you should too. In fact, you should be telling your friends, your family, and your associates to listen to Eddie Miller and the good folks at Blood River Radio. They stand resolutely for the preservation of white civilization, what we once called Christendom, and they stand against the ongoing campaign of white genocide. In these trying and uncertain times, it's more important than ever to speak and act in defense of our God, our people, and our civilization. Blood River Radio speaks the truth and speaks it boldly. I've been on this show many times as a guest, and I'm very proud of my association with you. May our just cause prevail. Hail victory.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Dear Blood River Radio family, we're ready. Man, we got a full chart of stuff to talk about. I hope we can cram it all in, but me and Rand are going to rock and roll. Rand, you know what I just talked about during the break. Take off, brother.
Well, you want to start by talking about Trump and some of his nominees that took place over the last couple of days or so to start with? Or
anything you want to do, brother. Anything you want to do, sign with me, brother. I will say this. Go ahead.
Well, let's talk about some of the Washington lobbyists got their heads spinning around over this nomination of Tulsi Gabbard, calling her things like pro-Moscow, pro-Putin. But you know what, Eddie? If when you say that to me, now, most people wouldn't take it this way, but when you say that our new the director of national intelligence, I'm sorry, lost the train.
You're doing great. You're doing great. You're doing better than I could.
For the director, she's been nominated for the director of national intelligence, and when you say and you're gonna see her smeared over and over for the next several weeks or so until the confirmation hearing or ever how they do that. But anyway, but when you say things like pro-Moscow, pro-Putin, to me you're saying pro-peace, Now, I know a lot of people would say, well, Rand, you're crazy. But I truly believe in all my heart that Vladimir Putin only has the interest of his nation, saving his nation and saving his people. But back to Tulsi Gabbard, who used to be in the Democratic Party, but she's kind of, you know, changed over and all. But one thing, it started off, it come out in the Telegraph. And that's another thing. If I don't care who's in the British Parliament, why should the Telegraph give a rat's flip who Trump has nominated? But you got headlines saying things like the British defense, this comes from the Telegraph, British defense figures alarmed by Trump's choice of pro-Moscow Tulsi Gabbard, you know. I know one of the things other than it's not that she's really pro-Russian. She just don't buy all the propaganda that has been spewed out over the last couple of years about the Russians and about their aggression and better stop them here or they're going to go on into Europe, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's all nonsense. But she was also had sentiment and was in favor of Assad in Syria. So when we talk about, Trump sending these mixed signals, which we talked a little bit on the air, and we'll get further into that as we go. But, you know, he is sending mixed signals, and it's going to be interesting to see how all this plays out because, you know, he's the one that gave the Golan Heights to, this was mentioned last week, to Israel, which it wasn't his to give away anyway. But
you got
that's
that
another
right.
story. But that's
yeah.
another story. But she was, lack of a better way to put it, she was more on Assad's side and on Syria's side, and she was outspoken about that. So it's going to be interesting to see how all this plays out. But another one that he has nominated to be attorney general is this young fellow down in Florida named Matt Gaetz. G-A-E-T-Z, Matt Gaetz.
Is he Jewish? Is he Jewish?
Well, if he is, he don't talk pro-Jewish because this is what they're coming to. This is one of the headlines, Sandigro Jewish World, the Jewish citizen. Several national Jewish groups oppose Matt Gaetz as attorney general. That was one of the headlines. And then there's just a paragraph here that I wanted to read or two. It said, several national Jewish organizations like the ADL, of course, are opposing President-elect Donald Trump's nomination of recently resigned Republican Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida for U.S. Attorney General. Leaders of the ADL, which is the Anti-Defamation League, the American Jewish Committee, and the Jewish Council for Public Affairs all came out against Gaetz becoming the leader of the Justice Department, which among its other duties prosecutes hate crimes. Jonathan Greenblatt, CEO of the ADL, stated Republican Matt Gaetz has a long history of trafficking in anti-Semitism. Imagine that, trafficking in.
Well, Green Bass is up there at the Ayn Rand conference this weekend, I think, Rand.
Well, that don't surprise me either.
I'm just kidding.
He's probably sitting right by Jared Taylor. He might even be sitting between James and Jared. I don't know. But anyway.
I bet he is.
But
I'm sorry to interrupt you, brother.
No, that's okay. I'm just reading this anyway. So it says, from trafficking in anti-Semitism, from explaining his vote against the bipartisanism, anti-Semitism Awareness Act of invoking the centuries-old trope. Now, listen to this. Let me say that again. Invoking the centuries-old trope that Jews killed Jesus to defending the Gantz replacement theory and inviting a Holocaust denier as his 2018 State of the Union guest. He should not be appointed to any high office, much less one overseeing the impartial execution of our nation's laws. Gates had taken exception to the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act incorporation of the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance working definition of anti-Semitism, especially an example given by the IHRA that anti-Semitism is indicated by using the symbols. Now, people, we're talking about the cross, if you don't get that, using the symbols and the images associated with classic anti-Semitism, IG claims of Jews killing Jesus are blood libel to characterize Israel or Israelis. Gates made his comment about the bill, which was approved in the House of Representatives and currently awaits a Senate floor vote. The gospel itself should meet the definition of anti-Semitism under the terms of this bill. The Bible is clear. There is no myth or controversy over this. So it don't sound like to me he's Jewish, Eddie.
You know what? I'd like to say something. The reason they don't like him, and I'm not, I'll have to see what he's going to do before I trust him. But here's the thing. What they don't like him is because the reason they don't want him confirmed is because they don't like him. But I like, and they said that they take offense to people saying that the Jews killed Jesus. Well, you know, I won't look it up in scripture, but I can paraphrase it. But you know, when Jesus was brought before the Roman governor, which Pontius Pilate, I believe it was, Pontius Pilate said, you know, he told the Jews. The Jews are screaming for the blood of Jesus Christ. He said, you know, why don't we give you, it was right on the eve of this big Jewish holiday, and every year, this certain Jewish holiday, there was a custom that the Romans would release a criminal of their choice. And so he thought he'd get out of killing Jesus because he knew he was innocent. He said, well, here's what we do. Why don't we just release Jesus and not crucify him? And they said, no, crucify him. They said, well, who do you want? They said, we want you to release Barabbas. And Barabbas was a bloodthirsty killer. So, and the scripture says something like, rather than create a riot by freeing Jesus, he freed Pontius Pilate, but he washed his hands in water. And he said, the blood is not on my head. Let his blood be upon you. And they said, and the Jews said, let his blood be upon us and upon our children. If that's not a damn curse, Rand, I don't know what it is. And they cannot get out of that. The son of a bitch has killed Jesus Christ in cold blood, but just because he was exposing their dirty, stinking religion. But you're so right. One thing before we go to the break, I'd like to bring up this thing that you sent me. And see, speaking about mixed signals, and I think Trump, I believe he may be worse in the long run. I may have to go along with Warren on that, but you sent me this thing before we run out. It says Trump to the universities. Either they stamp out anti-Semitism or they lose accreditation. And he's also said, and I'm repeating myself, I'm a little bit concerned, he's going to come after people that are anti-Semites and Jew haters. Well, you would have to clue me in on that, buddy, because I tell you what, I hate the enemies of God. I really do. And the Jews are strictly enemies of God. They're behind everything evil you can name, and that's flat out right there. So we'll see if I think Trump's bought and sold by the Jews, but he's throwing mixed signals, probably just to keep people off balance. I've got to shut up and go to our second break at the first hour. We'll be right back, folks.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Law firm. The Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
Americans showing their willingness to spend.
The Commerce Department says retail purchases rose 0.4% from September to October. Auto dealers, restaurants, and electronics stores all reported higher sales, although not as strong as the August to September period. Despite inflation leaving prices about 20% higher than they were 3 years ago, the latest retail sales figures suggest the economy is growing briskly again. Retailers are entering the crucial holiday shopping period. Analysts are forecasting a solid shopping season, although perhaps not as robust as last year's.
Olav Thon, a billionaire entrepreneur in Norway, has died. He was 101. Thon was one of the most successful real estate developers in the early days after the World War. Thon built some 80 shopping centers. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Israeli troops, right now, have reached the deepest point yet inside of Lebanon.
The reports say Israeli troops captured a strategic hill in a southern Lebanese village near the Israeli border early Saturday. Israeli troops were then reportedly pushed back from the area. The push on the ground comes as Israeli warplanes continue to pound Beirut's southern suburbs, while Lebanese and Hezbollah officials study a draft proposal presented by the US on ending the war. Lebanon's caretaker prime minister has also asked Iran, a main backer of Hezbollah, to help secure a ceasefire in the war between Israel and the militant group. I'm Nayan Kim.
A bullet has struck the body of a Southwest Airlines airplane preparing for departure from Dallas Love Field Friday night. Now, that forced the cancellation for a while of a flight to Indianapolis. Authorities say no one was hurt. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness, and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
The Epoch
NewYorkTimes.com.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Yes, indeed, you have to say something. Dear Blood River Radio family, we're going to shift into another topic. And really, it's something I hate. I wish I didn't have to do. It makes me feel horrible all over, but there's no getting out of it. If you have honor, and I consider myself the only thing I have. I'm a poor guy. I've been ruined by the IRS, God, for 21 years ago. But I have my honor. It's just like, I don't like to use quotes from movie stars, but Mel Gibson in the movie Braveheart, when his son asked him, they were talking about honor, a man's honor, honor, honor. And the little boy said, Dad, What is honor? And Mel Gibson said, he was Braveheart. He said, son, I guess you could say that honor is a gift that a man gives to himself. Well, let me tell you what. The reason I say this, I'm going to give a brief outline of what went on down at Wetumpka with the Southern Heritage Center, whatever the hell it is down there. What they did, Through Jew lawfare, whatever. I have no idea how they did it. I don't give a damn how they did it. The only thing I know is that they did do it. And what did they do? They got control some kind of way of the land and the building that was given to the national headquarters of the League of the South. At the time, Dr. Michael Hill was the national director. Well, people like Rand Owens and Mr. Burt Jennings, and Rich Hamlin, and golly knows how many other people chipped in thousands of dollars. Mr. Burt Jennings, under my understanding, gave the land, donated the land. They gave all this money so we could have a national headquarters for the League of the South. Well, these two people down there, I believe it was Mike Wharton and Ed Bordwine, if I remember right, they somehow collaborated with somebody else and got the land and the building in their name. And then they proceeded to kick Dr. Hill out in the League of the South. And people like Rand can't even go down there. A lot of people can't go down there. Lewis Davis can't go there. I couldn't go there because they won't. I tried to get them to come on this show. They won't because they don't have the balls. Well, people, that's the most dishonorable thing you could do. And I've had several people say, well, you know, if people were dumb enough, if people like Rand and Rich and Bert and Mr. Jennings were dumb enough to give, well, they're that dumb enough, I can't help that. They're going down there to speak. Well, and I hate to do this, people, but I got to. The new improved League of the South, I had a meeting in Linden, Tennessee, a couple of weeks ago. Yours truly was invited to speak there. I turned it down. And the reason I turned it down is because Dr. Hill and James Edwards and Sam Dixon and everybody I put my trust in, they just seem like they just smoothed it over. They're going on forward with this thing and they're cooperating with these people that as if it never happened. But you know what? And I'm begging these brothers to come to their senses, man. Look what you're doing. You're totally trashing any honor you ever had. If you go down there and you're smooching and having a high old time and associating with these people that stole that damn land and kicked out. And they kicked out Dr. Hill. Dr. Hill can't go down there. Rich couldn't go down there. I can't go down there. The people that gave the damn money can't go down there. Yet there's this damn new, improved League of the South going to be built on. I cannot be a part of that, people. No way. And I may lose donors for saying this, but by God, I'm coming out. Honor is honor. And if I can't be an honorable thing, if I lose this radio station because there are not enough other honorable people, in hell, let the damn country fold then. And I'm going to tell you something else. This big Jew conference that's going on right now up at Montgomery Bell, Tennessee, and I don't know how in the hell a lot of people are there that I know are there. I could have gone up there, but I just kept my damn mouth shut, go up there, could hook up my radio station, maybe get some of that big Jew money. But the second speaker, the very second speaker that Jared the Rabbi Taylor has got listed to speak up there is a damn Jewish woman lawyer. Figure that one out, folks. And we got people trotting up there, and I've heard people like Sam Dixon and these other people I'm telling you about, and I love these guys. I don't know where the hell their brain is. Talk about the Jew, just like us. They see that the Jew is the enemy of the world. They're behind every conceivable evil there is. But yet they're going up there and participating in this big Jew fest. And if you mention a damn Jew up there, Jared Taylor will have your ass kicked out. Ernst Sandel's widow was up there, and she wanted to put up a table and sell books to help fund her husband's lawsuit. And you know who told me this? Mr. Buddy himself, who would not lie. He told me that's why he quit going, why he dropped Jared Taylor and some other people like a piece of hot crap. And that's why I cannot have anything to do with them damn people. If we lose every damn donor we got, then screw it. By God, I'm telling the truth. I will not be a part of something dishonorable. And I don't give a shit how you color it. That, by God, is dishonorable, Rand. Am I lying or not, brother?
No, you're telling the truth. And I agree with what you said. Something that I might not agree all the way with. You said we can't go back down there or over there to Wetumpka. Well, we probably could, and as far as I know, I'm the only one that was ever threatened to be arrested if I showed up. That was shortly after they decided to take over the building up there. But anyway, what I was going to say is, yeah, we could probably all go back, Eddie, if we would bow down and kiss Mike Wharton's and Ed Boardwide's ass. We could all go back, you know, but that leaves me out right there, because I'm not going to be associating with two known crooks that that did what they did by taking over that property, getting rid of a lot of good folks in one way or another, and the building. I'm not going to be associated with them, shape, form, or fashion. And to my disappointment, there's a lot of people that don't see it the way I see it, undoubtedly, because they still choose to go down there, over there, and chum up with these people that they know the undercutting deal that went on about the takeover of that building. And you know, and I've said this before, but it's worth repeating again. Just if that situation would have been handled in a totally different way, and it could have, Mike Wharton, Ed Boardwine, they could have picked up the phone. They could have called a meeting. They could have had everybody there. They could have had me there. They could have had Mr. Burt Jennings there, who, by the way, which I've said before, he's got the rawest end of the whole deal, in my opinion, and Lewis Davis and others. But they could have done it a whole different way. They could have called a meeting. They could have laid it all out on the table, laid the cards out, let everybody talk about it, and at least tell Dr. Hill what they had in mind and what they were going to do. But that ain't the way they done it. The next thing you know, it's got a new name. Mike Wharton's appointed himself as the national director of the Southern Cultural Center. So it could have all been handled differently. And if it had been handled differently, we might not be where we at today, because I know I've lost friends over this. I know that I've been accused of sowing discord among the brethren. But you
what
know,
brethren?
Maybe I have. Yeah, I agree with you, Eddie. But you know, and maybe I have. But everything that I've ever said about that situation is totally true.
That's
none
right.
None of it is fabricated. None of it has been exaggerated. It is all true, all the way through and through about what's went on. But you know, when it comes to the League of the South, and I was a league man a long time, and I was there for the Greasy and the Slick.
24 years.
Yeah, you know, so, and in a way, I don't mind saying this. I don't care if Dr. Hill's listening. I hope he is. You know, I stuck up for Dr. Hill when it looked like he wouldn't stick up for himself when it come to that situation down there. You know, he's got his second man. He's got his second man in charge, Mark Toomey, which I like Mark. And I've said this, I hear the music coming, and I'll finish up where I'm at when we come back.
Be right back. And I've got one more comment, and we'll be done with that. But if we lose friends, we were never friends in the first place. Be right back, folks.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio family, like I said, God Almighty, you have no idea how much I hate to have to go over that last segment, but it had to be done. The boil had to be lanced. It had to be treated with sulfur. It had to be cauterized. But another point I'm going to make, and before I invite Mr. Mike Wharton and Mr. Ed Bordwine to come out. Come on this radio program. Like I've invited you again for the third time to come out here and say, prove that we're lying. I double dog dare you to say that. Secondly, these people down there, Mike Wharton and Ed Bordwine, and I haven't been a member of the league nearly as long as Rand, but it really pisses me off. One of the reasons they undermined Dr. Hill and the rest of the league is because they said the league had gotten too violent and too radical. They totally objected about going to New Orleans and Pikeville and Charlottesville, and God knows they didn't go. In fact,
Mike Wharton didn't go. Mike Wharton wouldn't even go pick up the shields for the shield wall.
Sorry, piece
of crap. You know who went and picked up when the dude in Tuscaloosa backed out about going? He called me. You know who went and got the shields? I went and got the shields. I took the shields.
And you were there, Rand. You were there in Charlottesville.
Yeah, I was there. But just hold your train of thought a second.
Sure.
I want to get back to what I was saying about Mark Tomey. I don't want to leave that out. Because like I've always said, I've always respected Mark Tomey. I took his back one time in Montgomery, Alabama, when some people, he gave one of those fiery speeches, which Mark is very good at doing. I love to hear Mark speak. And some of them was giving him a hard time about some comments he had made about the damn Yankee flag and a few other things. And they was going to come over and harass him. And me and a couple more come to Mark's defense. And I've always considered Mark, me and him's got a lot in common. He's an old high school quarterback. I'm going to be about the same age. And we always got along. But he's the second man in charge. And when he continues to go to Wetumpka, to the Southern Culture Center conferences and speak and rub elbows with the likes of Mike Wharton and Ed Bordwine, that just gives me a whole different taste in my mouth about Brother Tomey. And I can't help it. It's the truth, and I'm saying it. And that's just the way it is. And furthermore, Dr. Hill more or less gives him best wishes. Go ahead, go. You know, I don't get that, man. I just don't get it. When somebody stabs you in the back, you don't go back for more, you know. I don't, anyway. But
amen, amen. Everything you said, right? And it's so upsetting. It really is. As a matter of fact, that's one of the reasons I took off. You know, people, a while back, I took a 3-week leave of absence, and we did reruns. I continued shutting Blood River Radio down because I felt so discouraged. And not just me betrayed, like me, it's all about me. Well, it's all about all of us. People that put just confidence, put our sweat and blood. We put our life on the line. Rand was up there in Charlottesville. Listen, my right shoulder was rubbing up against Michael Tubbs' left shoulder one time. Matter of fact, Michael Tubbs, I've said this on the air, Michael Tubbs is one of the ones that helped get that gigantic piece of board, whatever the hell it was, on my foot, because the communists, the Antifa, and the Nigs from BLM were fighting with all the young guys and fighting with Rand because he's not young, but he had a shield. And that piece of board that our guys were using for a barrier slid down my shins. You talking about pain, brother, and fell on my feet. It's just an act of God. It didn't break my feet. But anyway, Michael Tubbs is one of the ones that helped get that damn thing off my feet. We were there, my God. And the people that weren't even there sitting on their ass behind a microphone. People down here, like, you know, people down here with Tumka. And would they get treated with more respect than you and me do? Figure that shit, Rand. I'm gonna lay this one last thing. I invite all these brothers that I think you've got scales over your eyes, just like these Judeo-Christian Southern Baptists. Satan has blinded them to the truth of what they're doing. They're worshiping a false god in Israel and the Jews. If you will see your ways, if you'll see the error of your ways, and repent and apologize for what you've done to these people that have contributed all this money down there and have stolen that land and using it for a dishonorable purpose. If you will say, I'm sorry we did that. And just apologize to the brothers. You don't have to apologize to me. Apologize to Rand and Mr. Burt Jennings and Rich Hamlin and all the people who contributed time and money. Rand put effort. He painted the outside, the inside, and floor of the damn thing. And if you will see the arrows of your ways, and that's what I'm saying. I'm begging you people, I'm begging y'all to see the arrows of your ways and do the honorable thing. And I think you were an honorable one time, and we can be brothers. But I'm telling you right now, we cannot be a part of something that's dishonorable. And what you're doing is totally dishonorable. And another thing, you're up there at that Ayn Rand kissing ass of a damn Jew because they got all these rich bastards coming up there. But you're psychotic, man. You know, you have the term mental cognitive, all hell. cognitive dissidence. That's old term is overused, but you people that I just named some, you talk about how you see the Jew, you realize the Jew is the enemy like us, but then you go up there and you're holding hands with the big Jew. Jared Taylor, for instance, in my opinion, is the most dangerous Jew operative there is. He's a damn Jew operative. That's, and how you can't see that, I'll never know. Back to you, Rand.
Well, you had brought up about those fellows in Wetumpka, Wharton and Boardwine and some others. That's right under them, so to speak. The little men under them. I'll just leave it at that. I'm not going to call names. But anyway, they were against protests. They were against street protests. They didn't go to New Orleans. They didn't go to Charlottesville. And what I'd like to, reason I bring that back up is what I want to make clear about is that I know that they have used the excuse that they did what they did because they didn't want the building to be took from them in that lawsuit in Charlottesville. But that's all hogwash. They already
yes, it is.
Do it. They was all, and if anybody wants to challenge me on that, come on with it. But they already were doing what they were doing. You ain't got to just take my word for it, but they some other people like Lewis Davis, who knows firsthand that they was already in the process, already scheming. All of this was already coming, that they was going to do this along with a couple of other people that I'm not going to drag their names into it. But the excuse that they did it to keep from losing the building and a lawsuit is bullcrap, pure and simple. It sounds good. It's a good lie for them to tell. I can tell you that, and they've used that excuse. But when it boils down to it, I know, at least for Mike Wharton, he wanted to be the top dog. Like I said, he appointed himself under this new organization as the national director, so it just makes me sick, especially when I think about people like Mr. Burt. Because, look, if it hadn't been for Mr. Burt Jennings, they never would have been a building up there. If it had been left up to Mike Wharton, and all was on Mike Wharton, you know, I would even say that Mike Wharton ain't never put a red penny of his own money in that building. Now, can I prove that? No, I can't prove that, but I'm saying that. But he knowed how to use a lot of other people's money. I guarantee you that. And it wasn't just me. It wasn't just me that donated a lot of time, but you got people like Mr. Burt. If it hadn't been for Mr. Burt Jennings, that building would have that property would have never been purchased, and that building would have never been there in the first place. And there's people that can confirm everything that I've said. And you've had one of them on the program before. His name's Lewis Davis. And Lewis knows, and there's others that knows. And
Rich Hammond can confirm it.
Yeah, you said that Rich had
contributed
had
money.
Confirmed it to you.
And complained about it.
You know, yeah. And, you know, it don't matter if you painted the building or put the floors down or if you only contributed $50. The fact of the matter is you contributed that $50 under the assumption that that was going into the building fund for the League of the South building.
Yes.
League of the South building. I don't know how many times I've said that over and over. That money that was raised, it wasn't raised for the damn Southern Cultural Center. And, you know, that brings up.
There's the music, Rand. But anyway, when we went to Charlottesville, we wasn't there for the Southern Cultural Center, were we, brother? We were there for the League of the South. Well, folks, we ran out of time. We're going to go into the second hour, and we'll switch topics. I hated to do that. That's the hardest thing I've done since I've been on Blood River Radio. But it had to be done. Be right back, folks. Join the second hour.